We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Riggs and Ellie. Riggs and Ellie. Weekday mornings. And always on demand with the Odyssey app or at 1037kissfm.com.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ellie.
All right, so we've got the new host of Jeopardy. Who do you think it's going to be, Riggs?
I know who I want it to be.
Who do you want it to be, Riggs?
I really want it to be LeVar Burton, the guy from Reading Rainbow. No?
Keep guessing.
Oh, God. It's not going to be Aaron Rodgers.
It's not Aaron Rodgers. Let me name some of the guest hosts.
Is it?
Mayim Bialik.
No, I know it is.
Anderson Cooper. Katie Couric.
Is it?
Bill Whitaker. Robin Roberts. Dr. Oz. Savannah Guthrie. Aaron Rodgers. Ken Jennings
is who I was going to say.
The biggest winner of all time. That was who fans had voted. 23% of fans wanted him to be the new host. Not the new host either.
He's not it either?
Nope. Your new host is... Mike Richards.
Richards?
That's right. You don't know him, do you?
Was he the producer?
Yes,
the producer?
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, okay. Because I remember reading his name, he was one of the highest rated shows only because he worked with Alex Trebek and had the good stories.
Well, I think it's hysterical that after all these people with names and, you know, careers, and they picked some guy we've never heard of. What the hell? They said that the lowest ratings with all of the guest hosts, any guess?
Aaron Rodgers? Was she down
lowest
at the bottom?
Ratings for Aaron? Aaron Rodgers, right?
He's kind of boring at the end of the day.
But he's one of the most famous.
Okay, Dr. so is Katie Couric.
Dr.
Oz.
Yes. I still put Aaron Rodgers past Katie Couric these days. Dr. Oz had the lowest ratings of all of them. And I'm going to stop asking because I can tell you're getting irritated that I keep asking you to solve them and then you can't solve them.
I can't. It's like when I'm watching
Jeopardy. Just tell me. And I'm like, well, this game isn't fun anymore.
This is like when I'm watching Jeopardy. I don't get any of the answers right. That's why I don't watch it.
Well, LeVar Burton had the lowest scoring contestant.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Somebody was negative,
was
like,
so
7,500.
Yeah, so that didn't go well for him.
Do you owe them money, though? Do you have to pay Jeopardy back?
No, are you crazy? Are you crazy?
103.7 Kiss FM. Are you a bright person or are you more of a dim person when it comes to your phone? I'm just curious.
Ooh, depends on the time of day.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Because I'm weird with lighting for some reason. Allie always makes fun of me because in the studio,
it's too dark.
We have like dimmable lights, and I always dim mine a little bit here in the studio.
I came in the building, I thought it was dark in the studio because we have a window, and I looked in the window, I go, is Riggs even here? Is it dark? Oh, he's in there. He just has the lights turned down so low.
I love it.
That it looks like a dark room from outside.
I love it. I hate really bright, jarring lights. And I always keep it low on my phone. And the reason I bring this up is because I handed my phone to my wife last night to look at something. She goes, I can't see anything on your phone. What's wrong with the screen? And I go,
it's the brightness, right?
I don't turn the brightness up.
Uh-huh.
Even at night, I don't turn it up because I've tried to, and it's so bright. It feels like it's burning into my eyes. I can't
hurt
do
your
it.
Eyes, then.
Yeah, it does.
You're not used to it.
Yes.
I always turn mine way down. I definitely dim it down at night. Like, so when if it goes off at night or I wake up and I look at it, the brighter it is, the more likely I am to wake up. So I want it to be totally dim when I go to bed. But during the day, I'll have to turn the brightness up sometimes.
Sure.
Just to get a clear view.
If I'm outside and it's sunny, I'll have to go in and turn it up manually to look at it. But for the most part, I like it really dim.
Yeah.
So
me
too.
But I thought I was weird.
You did?
Yeah. I didn't think people dim their phones that much. I think they have the brightness turned up.
I feel like mine's kind of automatic too with the iPhone because it's kind of smart. It'll change to the ambience of the room. So mine's always dim.
Ambiance.
it always knows I like the dim stuff. How do you keep your phone? Are you more of a dim screen person or do you always have it super bright, like top 100%? Like on a scale of 1 to 100, where would yours be?
Or dim no or dim sung? What are you down for today? What's your dim?
I didn't realize we were eating Asian cuisine.
You could throw it in as a choice.
414-799-1037. Are you a bright person or a dim person? I'm not talking intelligently either.
Or a dim sung person.
I put this on my Facebook. What do you have your phone set at? The brightness on your phone. Are you more of a dim person? Do you like it super bright?
Yeah.
414-799-1037.
What are they saying?
You can also call or text. Our friend Mike from Hartford chimed in on my Facebook.
He said, can't call, but he can write on Facebook? What's up with that, Mike?
He likes to switch it up, I guess. He said 40 to 50%. He feels like it saves battery life if it's not as bright. I can see that.
I wonder if that's true, though.
I would think if it's brighter, you're pulling more energy.
Don't start rumors unless you know, Mike.
You're pulling more energy, I would think. Maybe.
Maybe. That's actually a good question, though.
Katie is in Pewaukee this morning. Good morning, Katie.
Hey, girl.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
Good.
Is your phone, do you usually keep it more dim, or do you like the brightness all the way up all the time?
I keep it all the way down to like the lowest it could possibly go.
I thought I was the only one. Now I find out Riggs does it.
Yes.
Who's on the phone? Katie?
This is Katie, yes.
Katie does it.
Yeah.
I do it. I thought we were weird.
I love keeping it dim. It's so much easier on my eyes.
I like it low because then it doesn't hurt your eyes as much. And my boyfriend works nights. And so if I'm in the room while he's sleeping during the day and my phone's really bright, it wakes him up. So yeah, I keep it
exactly. Mm-hmm. The phone coming on in a dark room just to light up with a notification can wake people up.
Yeah, it can.
That's what I mean about turning it down at night for real. And I flip it over too sometimes so it doesn't even light up the room.
My phone gets so bright when I'm creeping around at like 4 o'clock in the morning to get ready.
Uh-huh.
I'll turn off the brightness on the screen to see around the bedroom.
Yes!
to find things.
I've done that when I go to bed and I turn off the lights downstairs and I use the light.
I find sometimes that's better than the flashlight itself.
The flashlight's the brightness too bright. Screen.
Yes, that's the flashlight is way too bright.
That's right. Listen to us. We're a bunch of nuts.
The screen is just bright enough. Thank you so much for calling this morning, Katie. Appreciate you listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a great day.
Girl.
Calvin was on the phone. He was on hold. I don't know why Calvin hung up.
But what the hell, Calvin?
We do have our friend Ryan from Caledonia, a.k.a.
Ryan!
Calabama.
Morning.
How do you keep your cell phone brightness in Greenbow, Calabama?
30 to 40%.
30 to 40%?
Yep.
So yours is always at a pretty dim level.
What do you
Ryan?
Think about us city folks keeping it dim all the time, Ryan?
That's because you city folks got all them city lights to light up everywhere else.
Exactly.
That's so funny.
All right, so that seems pretty.
Allie came up with a new pickup line now.
What?
You know, with this whole dim thing.
What's that?
You know, you walk up to a guy and be all like, yo, so what's your dim level? And if he comes back at a high level, you're all like, oh, you're too high for me. You've got to go on to the next, you know?
What's your dim level?
What's your dim level, bro?
How do you keep your phone? Mm-hmm. Because if we're going to ever sleep next to each other, I need to know how dim your phone
you
is
gotta
at night.
You got to at least be at like 20% at night, 25% maybe tops.
Ryan, that's a good new pickup line for me. Done.
Plus, it implies there's going to be sex, which is great.
Whoa!
What?
What?
People are struggling. Businesses are struggling to get people to work for them. So they're going to desperate measures and taking extraordinary steps to get people to come and work for them.
Right.
You see what Target is doing now?
What?
Target and Walmart both are saying that people that come and work for them, they will not only pay them to work there, but they'll also pay for their education. 100% tuition
100%
tuition and books. And if you're looking for like a master's degree or something like that, they'll also put like 10 grand towards a master's degree.
Hell yeah.
How awesome is this?
So do you have to work full time or does it matter?
It doesn't say. It does say that but I would assume you'd need to give them a certain amount of hours.
I was like, is it like when you get benefits? Do you have to work full time or can you work part time?
And the classes have to do with like something you would do at Target, like information technology, customer service management, anything like that, sales, marketing, things that could apply towards a career with Target.
So I love this.
They're paying you to work there and they're paying your tuition. So you don't have the his student loan debt.
I know we ended up in radio, but I loved the jobs in high school, even where I saw growth. Like, even working at a clothing store,
yeah.
I remember in high school being like, well, one day I could be an assistant manager and then a manager, and then one day I could move across the country to a different store. And it just opened your eyes to all these opportunities
yep.
that you might not have had. So props to them for offering that to people who want to move up but feel like they need a degree, you know?
Yeah, Chipotle's done it. Starbucks has done
That's
it, too.
Awesome.
Like, this is cool because you can go into the company. It's just working and making coffee.
Gives you hope for a future.
While in the meantime, you're going and taking classes, which yeah. they're paying for, by mm-hmm. the way. I'm sure you'll have to pay taxes on it because that's the way the world works.
Well,
but still, it's cheaper
don't
than...
Don't ruin their moment,
I'm just
Riggs.
Saying.
It's like, you've won a trip, but you have to pay taxes on it, so...
I did that to my sister. My youngest sister won a trip.
Oh, no.
She won a trip to Disney World, like
uh-huh.
5 days in a, like a super
From
nice
who?
Hotel. She was at some work function that
okay.
she went to in New York, and she
and won
a trip. And I go, "How? What's it worth?" And she goes, "I don't know. It's a free trip to Florida." And I was like, "If it's at a luxury hotel, I might want to see how much it's worth, because they're probably going to tax you on it." She was like, "What?" I was like, "Yeah, it'll happen.
Free trip.
Or is it though?
Plus taxes."
That is cool. Target and Walmart both joining the yeah. movement to pay their employees and pay their tuition as well, which
Good.
Is cool. Because then you don't
Give
have
them
the
hope
debt
for advancement
and no more debt. Wouldn't that be nice?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so she is now the highest paid musician female in the world, and she's only second behind Oprah Winfrey as the richest female entertainer. She hasn't had a song out in years, but she's got a hell of a cosmetics line and a lingerie line. Rihanna.
I was going to say Beyonce or Rihanna, one of the
yep,
two.
Yep, yep, Rihanna. Which
Rihanna.
I still want to say Rihanna.
Rihanna.
It's hard for me to say Rihanna the way it's supposed to be. I like to say Rihanna.
Yeah.
I'm stuck with, I want to interview her and go, do you care that I call you Rihanna to
She'll
this
go,
day?
Yes, because it's Rihanna, but thank you.
Please stop. But anyway, she's got her makeup line, which is what basically put her over the edge. And then she came out, well, Fenty Beauty is her makeup line,
yeah.
and then she came out with Savage X Fenty, which is her lingerie line. Now, she's only 33, but one of the things that put her over the edge with her makeup company was she was one of the first people to come out with like 40 different shades and tones, which women didn't have in the market. They were super inclusive
oh.
to like white chicks and pale people, and you'd get the picture. Makeup was a mess. You didn't have enough color options.
All they had would do
people.
Like nude skin, but it was always
yes,
like white.
Imagine how black women feel when they go to get makeup and there's the tiny, there's
yeah.
like three tones. I mean, it was just, there was no choices.
So now she made this full line of
she
like how many different?
40 different. Basically different nudes or
different
colors
shades
for your
of,
shades
yeah,
of
for
your skin.
Skin. Yeah.
Thank you, Riggs. So she came out with that, and that was pretty new to the market at the time.
Yeah.
Now you can get, now makeup lines have understood how to become inclusive, but she was one of the first ones, so that helped. So she's a billionaire,
yeah,
and she's got $1.7 billion, mostly from cosmetics. They said not even from singing, and I'm like, well, she hasn't sung in a while.
That she hasn't.
I mean, I can't think of it. When's the last time you saw her like on stage or release a song?
It's been a while.
All the stuff we play from Rihanna is older. It's like 10 years old.
Yeah, it is.
People might not realize it's 10 years old.
She's just collecting the checks from that Fenty line, though.
Why wouldn't you? You're making all the money on cosmetics.
Hell yeah. Good for her.
I knew it too.
Good for Rihanna.
Yep.
Good for her.
All right, so.
You got a new little game you played.
I did. It was so fun. You saw it on my Instagram and my Facebook,
Riggs.
Did.
I absolutely
but
did.
I was very excited to go yesterday. I just started golfing.
Again.
I'm not kidding around. Like, I bought clubs.
Yeah.
I bought shoes. Like, I spent a lot of money, and I'm going for the sport. I'm not trying it out. I'm going to do this. Like, I'm in.
You are what we call NFA.
What's that mean?
Not around.
I'm not screwing around because it's social. I thought it'd be the most boring sport in the world. It's a blast. I don't care what anybody says. I have a blast golfing. I'm with women. We're golfing.
There's
we're having
booze.
A good time. There's booze.
Yep.
We can chat. There's a competition, but yet you're playing together against other people.
And I don't know if I should say this, but you can booze and operate a vehicle, and it's,
yeah.
it's somewhat acceptable.
You can drive the golf cart as drunk as you want. Just don't hurt anyone, right? So anyway, golf, what a sport. All the like serious golfers probably want to like knock
Shut
me out
up.
Right now.
We discourage that. I know you discourage that. I get it.
Oh, man. But no, but seriously. So yesterday I played in a golf outing for Susan G. Komen for breast cancer. My girlfriend said, do you want to come play? And I said, sure. So we had a good little foursome. But you know how, like, when you go to a charity event, they have things all over the place that they can raise more money. Maybe it's a silent auction. Maybe it's a game.
Oh, I've been
and
to
you
these.
Add more money or raffle tickets.
Like at the hole, they'll have like a beach ball and you hit the beach ball with your golf club. And however far it goes, you win X prize or whatever. And there's a sponsor there.
There was a hole where a case of beer was sitting in the middle of the green and the closest person to hit the beer won the beer, right?
That's
like my kind of stuff, right?
That's great, yeah.
It's great.
Those are fun.
So we get to this one hole. Enter, not beer pong, it's bra pong.
For breast cancer awareness, that's perfect.
Genius.
That's
perfect. Isn't that genius?
Yeah.
Bra pong, and I'm going to make us a board for the studio. What the hell? Let's play.
Bring a bunch of bras in here, sure.
I mean, I pulled up and they were like, you guys want to play bra pong? I'm like, what the hell? And then I ended up being the best at it. I got like 8 points.
Explain how this works.
Okay.
Because there's like a board. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
There is a board. It's like a cardboard board.
It's like a stand-up, a stand-up sandwich board. Almost.
Thank you. Yes. Like you're in a meeting and someone's writing on the board.
Yeah.
But taped to the board are bras. There's five big bras. And you have these little balls, these little light balls, and you have to throw them and they have to land inside the bra cup, which is taped to the board.
Yeah. Because so if you imagine a bra there without boobs, it's just like an opening.
That's right. So bra pong.
Perfect.
So you have to get it in the bra cup. That's how you win.
How many balls
this
did you
genius.
Get? How many tries did you get?
I got 3 balls and I got 2 in. Like nobody else was getting them in. They were like, I was like, it's the follow through. It's like basketball.
It is.
Follow through.
It's a flick of the wrist is
and
what
then
it is.
We were fighting over, do we go underhand or overhand? That started another argument.
Overhand, flick of the wrist all the time.
You're right.
100%.
I did overhand. The
good
underhand didn't work for
saw
anybody.
That.
So yeah, so bra pong. I've decided I'm entering in Tokyo. We're going to start a new sport this weekend. But no, it was fun because you raised money.
Yeah.
And this will make you laugh. My poor babysitter got to my house yesterday at 5 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
She didn't get to leave till 5:30.
She was there for 12 hours today.
My ex was at the Brewer game,
which went long,
which means I left her. My ex was busy at the game, and so my poor girl had to work like 10 hours. I came home to change for dinner after the golf outing, and I said, I'm so sorry. I've spent a Saturday with my children. I know how you feel right now. I know how it is to spend 10 hours with them. I'm so sorry.
Does she have any kids of her own?
No.
No?
Oh, God. Thank God. She doesn't want them either.
No, she won't either. She won't want them.
Go
anymore.
Home and do
no,
that.
She
so,
won't.
But oh, and then I'm going to tell you this next.
What's that?
I got propositioned.
You got propositioned?
I got a pick. I'm supposed to pick between two dudes, and I don't know what to do, Riggs.
Oh, really?
I've never had a problem like this.
I guess it's a good problem to have.
You're going
to
get a kick out of this story.
I want to know who the dudes are.
Yeah. Well, just wait. And you
and help
tell
you
me
pick.
Who to pick.
Yes.
I don't know what to do.
All right. I'm glad that we're going to have bras in the studio for bra pong in the future. Because that sounds like a pretty awesome game that we should play. I agree. It's 103.7 KISS FM. You all right over there? You want to talk on the radio?
You're just gonna
be texting on your phone.
Sorry, I was not texting.
You want to do a radio show here? What's
going on over there?
Somebody
tagged me in something and I got distracted. I was long gone. I was on another planet just there, Riggs.
You were.
How long were you on the air before I noticed?
Probably a good 25 seconds. Like, oh, we're going to get some bras in the studio. We're playing bra pong. Isn't that right, Allie?
Yeah, that's right, Riggs.
Yeah, right? Except it was, isn't that right, Allie? Allie? Hello?
All right, so.
Is this your proposition? Are they texting you right now? Are they messaging you?
What's happening? I have never even spoken to the gentleman. This is where the story gets good.
Yeah, who introduced you?
So, I've met a new friend through one of my good friend.
Girl Ash, or boyfriend?
Girlfriend.
Okay, good.
I met some new girlfriends.
All right.
And one of these girlfriends has offered to set me up with her neighbor, right?
Okay.
We've talked about this. She's like, he's single. He seems like he's successful. He's good looking. I think he'd be a great match for you, Allie. I'm like, okay. So, we set up a date. Well, come to find out, she thinks this guy's still screwing around with his ex. So she doesn't want me to go on a date with him because she doesn't want me to get my feelings hurt. You get the picture. We've
baggage.
Already been down this route. I don't want the baggage.
Yeah, lots of baggage.
So we cancel the date, right?
Fair.
It's supposed to be in a couple weeks. We go golfing yesterday. Same girl. Hey, are you free next weekend? I go, yeah, no kids. I have no kids. Like, what's up? Well, we're playing in a golf outing, and I've got two men who need a partner, and I'd let you pick. And they're both good looking. They're both tall. I'm like, wait. What's the catch?
Yeah.
What's the catch? No catch. They both need partners.
Do you have to drive to like Rhinelander for this or something? No.
Franklin. No.
Where at?
None of your business, okay? Don't you ask. I'm not telling you.
I wouldn't
know.
No, because I live in Franklin, so I'm going to show up.
So she says, I got two guys. One of them is my neighbor,
yeah,
who we canceled the date with, and the other one is another guy who I actually think would be a better fit for you than my neighbor. And I'm
So you've got an old dude that maybe.
And you ready for this?
Okay.
Her mom's golfing with us, the same girl, and she goes, oh, I know him. Yeah, he's the one. Go out with that one. So now I'm talking about two dudes I've never met. I don't know much about him. And she's going, pick one. Anyone. When I'm like freaking out, I'm like, this is too many dudes to pick from. I this is like The Bachelorette. I don't know how they make a decision.
Are these dudes interested in you? Do they know about you?
Probably not. That's what I said to her. I go, what if you set me up and we go golfing and then we don't like each other and we're stuck for 4 hours? It's not like a date where you can bolt.
Yeah, you got to finish. You got to finish because you're going to be on each other's team.
We would be playing together.
Yeah, so you couldn't leave. You can't duck out early.
I pick one and then I get there and I see the other one and I'm like, damn, I should have picked the other one.
Yeah, that might happen too.
That might happen too. And I'll be fair, we don't want to be at this point in our lives, Riggs, where we're like, I don't know if he's going to like me. It's more like, I don't know if I'm going to like him. That's where we should be with our, you know, what's best for us, not, so I don't know, but I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
That was middle school us.
Yeah, that was middle school insecure us. I honestly don't know what to do. She's like, so are you going to do it or not? When I left last night, I go, I don't know. I go, I think I want to come. It sounds like fun. I'd meet new people. I'm not like looking for a husband.
Are the guys playing together?
No.
Take pressure off because you could just pick whichever one you wanted and then just make it casual for both. Feel out both of the guys.
Right.
See which one you like better.
I don't know.
Better,
should I just be like, make sure this is just friends or do I just bolt and run away, period?
You know what? Since she's been controlling the situation, you tell her, say, surprise me. Surprise me. Because it doesn't matter either way, does it?
It doesn't. I don't know the difference.
You don't. Just say surprise me, whatever you think is best.
That's a good idea.
That way it's a surprise to you.
I'll show up. I'll golf with whichever one you pick. And then I'll move on with my life.
That way, if it's the guy that you already have the bad taste in your mouth because you thought he was screwing around with the ex, you don't have a preconceived notion if it's him.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's the other guy, you don't have any preconceived notions either.
Well,
and it's all left
truth.
Up to the universe.
I did see pictures of both.
Well, leave
and
it
I
up.
I would definitely play with both.
I say, there you go. So you can't. It's a win-win for you. I say leave it up to the universe.
It's a win-win if nobody gets their feelings hurt, Riggs.
You're not talking about catching feelings. Yeah, you're talking about catching something else.
Shut up. Come on, you crazy person. All right. So I should do it. All right.
Yes, I say do it. I say
it's
leave it up
weekend.
To them. Let them pick
and
it for you.
And then I'll come back with a great story about how it went with me golfing with this random dude I didn't know. And are we in love or not? Probably
maybe
not.
Are you going on more dates? Or
surprise, I'm engaged.
Or he's ruined golf for you forever, maybe.
I'm going to hate the sport.
You
go
might.
Way.
Leave a bad taste in your mouth.
All right. I'll keep you updated.
More ways than one. Gross. It's Kiss FM. 103.7. Kiss FM. I don't normally do shout outs, but I wanted to give this woman a shout out.
Who?
Allie, who's on
Who?
Our Twitter. Her name is Woman in WI is her Twitter handle.
Okay.
And she says, the problem with Riggs and Allie on 103.7 Kiss FM.
Go on.
Is that there isn't enough Riggs and Allie. I only have 15 minutes in the car in the morning, and I don't want to hear music or commercials. Just want them bantering.
You know what? What was her name?
Her name is Woman in WI is her Twitter handle.
We might not be in the 15-minute window, Riggs. But if she's listening,
I sent her a tweet back and I said, we'll shout you out right after this song.
Aww.
So hopefully she's listening. And I said, when you get to work, you can listen to us with the Odyssey app.
That's amazing.
Just listen when you get to work. That way
Nobody
you can get more of us.
Nobody ever wants more of us. This is great, Riggs.
I know. We
Finally.
Can just send this to the boss.
Finally.
When he's like, will you guys shut up and play Nelly again? No. People can get Nelly
We're
anywhere.
We're taking a stand.
We're taking a stand,
and
boss.
It's starting on Twitter today.
One woman on Twitter said that she wants more of us.
More Riggs and Allie all day is what we heard.
All day. Move over, Julia and Brew.
Screw that, Riggs. I don't want to work all day. We don't.
Oh,
we actually don't want to work
never
all
mind.
Day. We change our mind.
We take that back, by
less
the way.
Less Riggs and Allie.
I'm sure.
More Riggs and
not
Allie.
Too much less, dude.
Not after
Careful.
10.
So the Olympics are still going, if you care.
Yeah.
I just feel like they're going for a long time
now. They're over on the 8th. But USA leading in the most medals.
They end this weekend.
Okay, yes. So we still have the most medals, the USA with 83. This is as of midnight last night, but now it's like who knows what time in Tokyo. I think it's like 6 or 7 o'clock tonight in Tokyo, so they probably have more games happening now.
You know what time it is here?
I do.
Fair time.
That's right. That's right, baby.
The Olympics are viewership's going down in Wisconsin this weekend. Right? We got a state fair to go to.
We're all about the Sporkies. That's the only competition we care about. What we can eat and stuff in our faces.
Do we have the most medals? Sorry, I know you just said that.
No, we do. We do. Men have more. Excuse me. Women are killing it in the Olympics.
Oh, you about upset me when you said that. I'm like, what do you mean?
Women are killing it in the Olympics, rather.
Hell yeah,
women have way more medals.
Through day
13, women had 52 medals with 15 gold. Men were at 26 and only 12 gold.
Wow.
So women are killing it at the Olympics.
That's nice.
And we wanted to shout out to Wisconsin's own from Rice Lake, Kenny Bednarik.
Oh, this is the guy from Wisconsin who got a medal? Okay, what sport? Tell me everything.
Rice Lake, he is in track and field. The men's 200-meter sprint, silver medal.
Cool.
Shout out to him.
That's awesome.
Kenny Bednarik from Rice Lake wins the silver, which is pretty cool.
So we got another Wisconsinite bringing home a medal.
We sure do. Congratulations.
Honestly, I had to go Google where Rice Lake was. It's all the way up
north.
There
it's
by
way up north. Yeah, it's way up north. But congratulations to Kenny and his gold. It's silver medal. Mm-hmm. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. We're rolling commercial free.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, this is just a sad story. So it was reported that Fetty Wap, his daughter, had died at the age of 4. And nobody really knew why or how. He had dedicated a set to her when he was performing, saying, you know, he wanted to dedicate it to her. She passed a couple weeks ago. He was at this music festival. So the whole performance dedicated to his 4-year-old daughter. And we finally found out exactly what happened. She died of heart defect complications. Oh. So sad. So I guess she's had this health issue since birth. So tomorrow night, I'm going to a fundraiser for congenital heart disease in Brookfield at the Sharon Lynn Wilson Arts Center.
Same thing, what happened? Congenital heart disease?
Well, you have to understand there's like a big realm. Like, I've learned this talking to my friends who have had kids or have kids that have, congenital heart disease. It's a big umbrella of a lot of different heart issues, and there's so many. But yeah, so that's tomorrow night.
That's sad. 4 years old.
So it's awful. She's only 4.
I can't imagine having a kid and having them have some sort of disease that's uncontrollable. You can do literally nothing. You just have to sit there and watch.
Awful. Awful. Like I said, my friend who has the Beat Goes On Foundation, her and her husband, my other friend Callie, lost her son at 6 months old. Yeah. She's got her foundation now, Project Bubaloo. It affects a lot of parents, and people don't expect it when they're having a kid. No. They're not thinking about a heart defect. You're thinking about all kinds of things. But you're not, it's just one of those things I don't think. And luckily, thanks to medicine, some stuff can be found out before the baby comes.
With genetic tests and things.
But yeah, so that's sad. So Fetty Wap's 4-year-old daughter died from heart defect complications. So sad.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. Birthday parties.
Man. How big is too big is what I'm getting at here. Because I don't know if you saw this, but Barack Obama was supposed to have a huge birthday party when he turned 60, I think.
He turned 60 yesterday.
Yeah, so I saw the guest count was at 400, and I went, 400? And then Riggs goes, he's a former president.
When you've got people like George Clooney and Oprah on your guest list, you're going to have 400
and
people
And I get it. Whether it's Bush, Clinton, freaking Obama, whoever, they probably are going to have 400 people at their party. I get that. But it just blew my mind. The amount of logistics. They canceled it, by the way, because COVID became a problem. So it ended up getting canceled. But we were blown away. We scaled back, thank you, to just close family and friends.
Yeah.
But I was like, what's the biggest birthday party you've ever been to? That's like 2 weddings. That's 4 weddings if you really want to go there.
That's 1 wedding for some people, though.
That's crazy.
I know some people that have 300-400 people at a wedding.
Yes, true. True. But this is not a wedding. This is a birthday. This is 1 birthday, my friend.
True.
Big birthday parties.
60th is a big birthday.
What's the most people you've ever been to a birthday party with a lot of people?
I went to someone's 50th birthday party about 10 years ago.
How many people were there?
About 75 or 80 people there.
And I
felt
you.
Like that was a lot. And that was over at the Rock Sports Complex.
Yes.
They rented out the whole. They rented out the
bosses.
Whole thing.
Yeah, those are bosses. Yeah, he had like 75 people.
Easily 75 people. Yeah. He could probably have more because he knows a lot of people.
Right. Well, we have another mutual friend.
Yeah.
Who, when she turned 40, she had 150 people at her party.
150 people.
Yes, and it was at the rave in a private room, and it was a blast. And there was, and I thought to myself at the time, I don't know, I don't have 150 friends. Right. Like, I don't think I could pull 150 people out for a wedding at this point. I don't even know what I, so I thought it, but she is one of those people who has tons of friends, keeps in touch with everybody, works hard at being, you have to work at your relationships, you know? So she had 150 guests. That's the biggest party, birthday party I've ever been to was 150.
Yeah, I don't think I have that many friends either. My wife threw my wife threw a surprise party for me and she had to like scrape the bottom of the barrel of friends. And there was only 20 people there.
Didn't even get invited. I mean, what the hell?
There's only 20 people there.
She's scraping the barrel. Allie. Nope, nope. Allie's not invited. Keep scraping.
You had your kids that night. You were totally invited.
When was this? Why don't I remember
probably this? Probably 6 or 7 years ago. It was it was a weekend when you had your kids.
Oh, and they were little, so I probably didn't care.
They were much littler, yes.
When they were tiny, I didn't care about anything.
No,
so
you didn't. That was fine.
I couldn't.
But you were totally invited. But even that was 20 people. I don't think I've ever been at a...
Right.
Probably 80 people is the biggest birthday party I've been to. Can anybody top that?
414-799-1037. You can text or call that phone number.
We're going to have one girl that's like, my birthday party last year for my 30th, we had 150 people.
Hey, that's impressive.
I want to know about it. We want to know about this
party. I want to hear about these parties.
We'll talk to you next. Hold on. I think Ariana Grande has a lot of people at her birthday party. She could probably pull 300-400 people at a birthday.
Of course.
Probably.
Hello, are you friends with any Hispanic families? They're having a big party, my friend.
That's what I really am hoping. Calls like some Hispanic families that are like, well, we had a birthday party with 600 people.
Somebody texted in, oh, I need to tell you how many family members I have. Let's just say I'm Mexican so you can guess how many I have. Somebody else texted in, said my son's first birthday party's on Saturday. We have about 50 RSVP'd
50?
With kids. Okay.
Your son's not going to remember any of that, by the way.
Yeah.
You will, though.
Hey, Freddie's on the phone this morning.
Freddie, what up, dude?
He's from Milwaukee.
Hey, what's going on?
Yes, good morning, Freddie.
So have you had a big birthday party? Have you been to one before?
Actually, it was my 30th birthday back in 2010.
Okay.
I reserved the upper level of Mozart's Club downtown.
Okay.
And around 200 people showed up.
You had 200 people, Freddie? Damn,
well,
Freddie!
It was like I put out invites for friends. Yeah. I let them know that, you know, there was going to be wristbands for drink specials.
Okay.
Nice.
And then friends invited friends, and then it got a little out of hand. And then it was another room upstairs that actually had another party, but my party was a little bit more livelier.
Uh-huh. So they combined?
They come over and join my party, so it became one big party.
That's like when you're at a wedding and there's a bunch of weddings going on in like one hotel and you're like, I'm going over to the fun wedding. This one sucks,
right,
man.
This one's boring. We'll go to the fun one. We'll go to Freddie's party. He knows what's up.
Freddie, so you throw this party, 200 people show up to your birthday party at Moe's Irish Pub. Were you freaking out at any point that all these people showed up you didn't even know or want there?
No, it was actually a good time. You know, I tell people the more the merrier. Just bring, you know, bring anyone you want to.
Awesome. Freddie, did you go home alone that night?
I was actually married at the moment.
Okay, so you didn't go home alone then.
Well, he went home, but he slept alone, Riggs. He went home with the wife, but
that was
he didn't
the question. Did you sleep alone? No, you get it on your birthday when you're married. That's like a rule. You have to.
I guess.
Not if you're divorced. Ask the divorce guy. Did you always get it on your birthday? Probably not.
No, definitely not.
Told you, Riggs.
Thanks for calling, Freddie.
Oh, that's hysterical.
200 people at your party.
That is the winner.
Call us for your next.
I have a twin brother, so, you know, he invited his people, too. So.
Oh, that's why.
So it's almost like two people had a party.
It really was.
Yeah.
Next time you have a party, invite Riggs and Allie, right?
Hello.
We'd love to come.
I got you. No problem.
Thanks, Freddie. Have a good one.
We'll probably see it on Facebook before he invites us if he's one of those guys. He's like, just come.
103.7 KISS FM. Good morning.
Good morning.
Riggs and Allie. State Fair Day.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, State Fair would be open now. They used to open super early, like at 8 o'clock, remember?
Yeah.
Now they're opening at 11, so State Fair won't be open until 11. That's so they can do extra cleaning measures and precautions.
Which I'm fine with.
Sure.
As the rates rise.
Of course. So you'll notice like hand sanitizing stations around. They're recommending face masks at all the indoor parts of the fair if you're going around there. And of course, the food, which is what everybody loves so much about the fair.
And they have a thing, if you don't know, called the Sporkies, where they have local people that will judge all of the new fair foods and give them a rating. Mm-hmm. And the winner of the Sporky competition gets like the Golden Spork Award.
And you'll they're see, considered like one of the best foods at the fair, right? So or the all, best?
Yeah, so, the I best. Mean, the best, so, according to the people that judged it. So if you're looking around for food, look for the big Golden Spork, and you'll know that that was one of the finalists or one of the ones that was given an award. So the top two are the ones that I'll tell you about, because those are the most important ones, right?
What are they?
The number two was the Water Street Brewery Deep Fried Wisconsin Fish Fry.
Okay.
How is this a thing?
Explain this to us. How is a deep fry? Wait, what is it?
It's coleslaw and french fries rolled between a slab of cod.
Oh.
Dipped in rye seasoned batter.
Oh, now I'm getting it.
And then deep fried with lemon and tartar sauce on the side. So it's like the whole meal, the whole fish fry with the rye and everything all together.
In one
big thing.
Ah.
So it's like a double fried. It's like
Water
twice.
Street
yeah,
Brewery.
It's like, yeah, it feels like twice baked potatoes. Why do you need to deep fry it twice? Because Wisconsin, that's why.
Because it's better that way, that's why.
So,
okay, so that was
look for
two.
That. That's
what
at Water Street's Brewery.
One?
And the number one was from Miller Lite Sports Bar and Grill. It was called the Glazy Boy. So it's a burger. It's got like, I don't
it's
know,
a heart
like,
attack waiting to happen. I know where we're going with this.
Everything
one.
At
Go
the fair
on.
Is. What are you talking about?
Okay,
slow smoked brined pork loin, two slices of Fontina cheese, pickled jalapenos, and raspberry whole grain mustard, smashed between two Greeby's glazed donuts. So they brought the Greeby's glazed donuts as the bun.
It's the donuts and the burger.
And I think it won because of that local tie-in, using a local donut place to make the actual burger.
And it probably won because it's good.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Have you tried a burger with the donut?
No, I don't like glazed donuts.
And the buns? You don't?
I hate glazed donuts. In fact,
really?
I hate glazed donuts.
All of them?
What
about warm ones? Even warm ones?
No, even a warm Krispy Kreme I'd pass on.
That's another topic for another day.
It is another topic for another day. But yeah, glazed donut, hell no.
I'll take a glazed donut if there's nothing else left. Maybe.
See, so you're like
maybe.
Me.
I've never met a donut I didn't like, really. Honestly, if I'm being honest with everybody.
Watch how you say that, by
what?
The way.
What?
Never met a donut I didn't like.
It's true.
What if I said I never met a hot dog I didn't like?
Oh!
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie. Mm.
Even though they're getting divorced, we should congratulate them on lasting so long, Riggs.
How long did they last?
8 years of marriage!
Wow. Wow, that's
okay.
Long.
This was from season 7 of The Bachelor
From so that, yes, 8 years is a long time.
We're on like season 20-something. I don't even know. Anyway, Ashley and JP, you may not know them. You may not remember them. I don't care. But they were one of the couples where she was the bachelorette right after she got, you know, scorned on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
He was the dude. She picked him. They now have 2 kids, a 6 and a 4-year-old. They're one of like the only couples. Like Molly and Jason are still together.
Oh.
Ryan Sutter and Trisha, whatever the hell. You don't know any of these people.
You might as well be asking me what the atomic weight of barium is, because I have no idea.
Look, this is what you need to know. I can only think of like 3 couples still together from that show, and that was them that I just named. But this one's getting divorced after 8 years together. But here's what's interesting. They said that there was nothing that happened. They are just not the same people. And they realized... They realize now. Now.
Hindsight. Okay.
I can't with these people.
What?
This is the quote. That's why it makes it so stupid. I think we both come to realize that we're just two very different people with very different personalities and perspectives who just don't see eye to eye on a lot of life fundamentals, those which are building blocks for a happy and healthy marriage. Wow, you've been married for 8 years and you just found out you don't share the same fundamentals?
8 years
what
later.
The hell?
Wait a minute.
This is the problem with
you
people.
You want to get our kids baptized? What? We didn't discuss this?
Yeah. It could be all kinds of things like that.
So many
perfect
things.
Example, but people literally get married because they're in love and don't think about... you cannot raise a kid with someone that's much different than you. I don't care what you say. It's going to be hell on earth if you try
people
to.
Don't think long term because they think we'll just get married. If it doesn't work, we'll just get divorced. And when you go into a marriage thinking that, there's writing's on the wall.
I don't know if people think they're going to get divorced. I just don't think they think it's work.
I don't think
there are hurdles. And
I'm saying they know that they can. They know there's a way out. They're like, if we get married, we can just get divorced. So that's it. So when you go into it like that, you're like, if it doesn't work, we'll just break up. Then just date. Why get married?
I don't know. I can't get over people being together for 8 years with 2 kids and then realizing they're too different.
From
they're
the
not the same person. I'm like, hello?
From The Bachelor of all places.
Yeah,
from
right.
The Bachelorette.
Hello.
Well, See you later. 8 years. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie.
You asked, they answered.
Good.
Three servers or former servers on the phone, Riggs.
Perfect. Because I need to know if this is something that they are consciously aware of and they do intentionally.
Okay.
Or if it's just a coincidence.
All right. What happened?
Every time that I get my food brought to my table, they bring it out and they set it down. Everything look all right? Yeah. Thank you very much. And then you look at your meal, put down your fork, and you take that first bite.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. Good
yeah.
bite. Then you put the second bite in your mouth. Second or third bite, without fail, mm-hmm. as soon as you put the bite in your mouth, the server comes over and goes, how is everything? How is everything? You tasting all right? All the time. All the time. It's very weird. I'm wondering, is it timing? Do you try to do it? So if I don't like it, I can't say anything. It happens all the time.
I must talk
all
with
the
my
time.
Mouth open because this has never triggered me.
It
I
hasn't?
I cover my mouth and I go, it's really good. It's really good.
I don't. I'm like, that's awkward. I'm like, what do I do?
All right.
But I wanted
Ginny.
To know. I wanted to know what servers say about this.
Ginny, our girls, Ginny and Gabby always call in. Ginny's on one. She used to be a server. Ginny,
all right,
what
Jenny.
Do you think about this?
Well, I worked at like corporate places like Applebee's or like Chili's.
Yeah.
They teach you in training to do what's called the 2-minute check back.
Okay.
So absolutely, they're going to come when you're into the second bite.
Which I get.
I appreciate because sometimes I need a drink.
Yep.
I need maybe that server forgot a fork. That is, you know, they forget silverware sometimes. I need them to come check back.
Maybe
in.
I cut into the steak and it's cooked wrong in the middle.
Maybe.
That's my liking. So not what I ordered. Okay.
So I have to be honest, though. I have to ask. Like, I'm actually surprised you're getting another check back because nowadays I haven't had really good, I haven't had good service lately. So
this was the 2-minute check back, but the 2-minute check back came as soon as I put in like a huge bite into my mouth. And I don't think I can't answer.
Right, but Ginny's saying servers aren't what they used to be. That's
right.
what she's implying.
Right.
That's what she's implying.
And a lot of places are short staffed, so you're lucky if you get that 2-minute check.
You
in.
Got
yes,
that?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're going, well, they need us. They're short staffed, so
of
we
course.
Can just do whatever the hell we want.
But Jenny, have you noticed that? Have you done this to people before? And how do you react when you walk up? Do you ask them how the food is, and they just took a huge bite? Does that happen a lot?
Well, no. So I'm able to read people, and I can read the
good.
Area. So I'm like, oh, okay, I can see that they're eating. I'm going to keep walking, and I'll come back in a couple of minutes.
See, when you make the timing work.
Yeah.
So that I'm not chewing when you're asking me. All right,
that's
thank you.
That's why I was such a good server.
Nice. Thank you for calling. Appreciate
Thanks,
you listening
Jenny.
This morning. Who we got on two?
Ryan's in Muskego. He is currently still a bartender / server.
Ryan,
He's
good
got
morning.
Lots of experience.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You've got a different vantage point at the bar. You can actually see if I'm eating or not. So, how do you feel about this? As soon as I take a bite, you ask how the food is.
So pretty much sometimes if someone's being a little annoying, you know, you can go over and just occasionally check on them whenever they have their mouth full of food, so they can't complain about it.
Right, so they can't complain.
Now Ryan's telling us the truth.
That's
which
what
is
I wanted
we
to
do
know.
It on purpose so you can't talk back.
Uh-huh.
No good. The time though, it just happens, you know.
Yeah.
There's no intentionality about it, but
think about it, Ryan. If you go up to someone and their mouth is full, what are they going to say? It's awful.
Right. Exactly. I don't like this at all.
Ryan's on to something.
Send it back.
Fair point. Thank you for calling, man.
Nice.
Appreciate you listening this morning. Final one is Jessica, who is currently a server. Correct,
nice.
Jessica?
Yes, I am.
Is this something that you do on purpose?
Why are you torturing Riggs?
You come and check on us as soon as we take a bite? So we can't answer?
We're supposed to come check to make sure.
Right.
I mean, it's a 50-50 chance that you're going to have your mouth full. I try not to as best as I can just make sure. I mean, you want to make sure everything tastes good. But, I mean, it's just me, too. I just have that luck sometimes. I just end up at a table and I'm like, oh crap, sorry.
How is everything?
Think about it. You look over and you see they're not eating. As you start to walk, they take a bite. You're screwed, right? You know what I mean?
They're fast eaters.
Like, I mean, sometimes I'm like, oh, when I try to make, you know,
she does the dip.
Walk past, but I just look stupid and stuff. So I might as well just be like, I know, I'm sorry. I'm always here. You know, I'm always trying. I'm apologetic. But yeah, we try.
How is every? All right, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Checking you again. All right.
So
you try to do the timing, and it's happened to you every once in a while, but not as often as it happened. I feel like it happens
to me. Definitely not on purpose.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Nice. Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
See, well, I'm glad that none of it is ever done out of malice, except for that one dude.
Of course it's not.
Good. I thought maybe they were trying to get at me.
It's bad timing. You're overthinking it, brother.
We don't want to hear this guy talk. Let's ask him how he's doing while he's eating.
Riggs and Allie. Riggs and Allie. Weekday mornings. And always on demand with the Odyssey app or at 1037kissfm.com.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.